Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump praised Iranian protesters on Tuesday, saying they were, quote, finally acting against the brutal and corrupt regime in Tehran, even as Iran's supreme leader accused the government's enemies of stirring the violent anti-government demonstrations. In a Twitter comment, Trump said all of the money that his predecessor, former President Barack Obama, quote, so foolishly gave Iran as part of a 2015 international agreement to control Iran's nuclear weapons development program, quote, went into terrorism and into their pockets. The people have little food, big inflation, and no human rights, he said. The U.S. is watching. Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, said the United States would seek to call an emergency session of the U.N. Security Council to discuss the Iranian protests, which have claimed at least 21 lives in the last 6 days. She said the people of Iran are crying out for freedom, and the U.S. State Department urged Iran to stop blocking social media traffic in the country and said its citizens could set up virtual private networks to circumvent censorship. Pakistan has criticized and noted with, quote, deep disappointment, charges contained in a New Year tweet by President Trump that said Islamabad could not be held responsible for the collective failure in Afghanistan. Trump tweeted Monday that the United States had received nothing but lies and deceit in return for foolishly giving Pakistan more than $33 billion in aid in the last 15 years to fight terrorism. His criticism quickly provoked strong condemnation from Pakistani politicians. This is VOA News. Nigerians who fled the country amid the Boko Haram insurgency say their hope for the new year is to return home. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports.
Gawa village is situated 5 kilometers from the Minawawo refugee camp, which is home to some 72,000 refugees. In 2017, 12,000 people arrived. Thousands voluntarily expected to return, according to the government of Cameroon. 40-year-old Ali Shuek, who arrived in the camp 3 years ago, says he is not yet thinking of returning. He says he does not want to relive the horror he experienced when Boko Haram raided his village of Atargara in northern Nigeria, killing so many and torching all the houses, making them refugees after he escaped. To him, living in the camp is better than taking an adventure to his hometown without knowing if peace has returned. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Minawawa, Northern Cameroon.
South Korea on Tuesday offered to engage in high-level talks with North Korea to try to find ways to cooperate on the Winter Olympics, set to begin in the South next month. The offer came a day after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said in his New Year's address that he's willing to send a delegation to the Olympics, although he also repeated nuclear threats against the United States. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley reacted to the offer on Tuesday.
We won't take any of the talks seriously if they don't do something to ban all nuclear weapons in North Korea. We consider this to be a very reckless regime. We don't think we need a Band-Aid, and we don't think we need to smile and take a picture. We think that we need to have them stop nuclear weapons, and they need to stop it now. So North Korea can talk with anyone they want, but the U.S. is not going to recognize it or acknowledge it until they agree to ban the nuclear weapons that they have.
The American blogger Logan Paul has apologized after facing widespread criticism for a video he posted that appeared to show the body of a suicide victim. Paul posted a video of himself walking with friends in the Owakigahara forest near Mount Fuji in Japan, known to be a frequent site of suicides. They come across a man's hanging body and react with shock, but also a number of jokes. Critics commented that the jokes were, quote, disrespectful and disgusting. Paul posted an apology Tuesday on Twitter. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.